From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farai Chidea. Senators John McCain and Hillary Clinton both claimed their second big wins in the presidential race. McCain was victorious in South Carolina's Republican primary Saturday, coming out on top in the state where he was slaughtered during his first bid for the White House back in 2000. With strong support from both Latinos and women overall, Clinton took the Nevada caucuses by 51%, and Mitt Romney quietly nabbed his third primary season win in Nevada. Here to help us sort it all out is Ron Elving. He is NPR's senior Washington editor. Hello, Ron.
Good to be with you, Tony.
Let's start talking about Nevada first. After the big boost that Barack Obama received from the Culinary Union endorsement and still didn't win, does that qualify as an upset for Hillary?
It's hard to call it an upset when she was up by 20-some points just a month earlier. This was going to be a state that was very easy for her, and then in the end it turned out to be quite a battle, almost to a draw. The Culinary Workers Union, the SEIU there in Las Vegas, both went with Obama, but as it turned out, they weren't really able to deliver all of their workers. In the exit polls, Hillary Clinton splits the union household vote with Obama right down the middle.
Latino voters overwhelmingly supported her. What does that portend as the campaigns head south and west, where Latinos are in larger number?
The preference of the Latinos for Hillary Clinton in Nevada was one reason why Obama was not able to fully capitalize on those union endorsements, because many of the workers in those unions are Latino. And so far, Obama has not closed the sale with them. That could be a major factor, as you suggest in your question. It could really hurt him, for example, in Florida. It could hurt him in Texas and California. California is part of the February 5th huge tsunami Tuesday of primaries, and it's one where he would dearly like to represent and perhaps win first place. So that lack of connection to Latino voters, that right now stands out as the second biggest problem for Obama. The first one, overall, is that he isn't doing well enough among people who are not African American and make less than $50,000 a year.
On the Republican side, Mitt Romney won in Nevada and John McCain won in South Carolina. Now, with two major wins under his belt, John McCain seems to be grabbing momentum. Is he, and is Romney as well? Because he's now got three primary season wins, the Nevada caucus, Wyoming caucus, and the Michigan primary with Florida looming.
I think a lot of people on the Republican side do think this is becoming a two-man race between John McCain and Mitt Romney for the reasons that you've just said. They do both seem to have competing momentum, and they have quite different assets at this point. Mitt Romney has the enormous advantage of being, at this point, self-financing. He can put as much money into it as he needs. John McCain has to raise his money. But we don't want to count out Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas. We don't want to count out Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York. Those two are also competing now in Florida, and with just a few days left to their Saturday event there in Florida, we just have a week left to their competition there on January 29th in Florida. That is the first place we've seen all four of the leading Republican candidates compete flat out, where they're really all in the state all week long, running ads on television, really giving it all they've got. After Florida, we'll know if we have a Republican frontrunner.
Let's talk a little bit more about the South, Ron. This is not only John McCain's second big win, but South Carolina was the first voting contest in the South, and it was a state, as we said, that he was trounced in 8 years ago. How significant is winning the first Southern primary?
I think without it, John McCain would be struggling to be at the top in Florida, and he would have a hard time holding on to his small but new lead in the national polls among Republicans. So it was enormous for him, not only to excise those ghosts from 2000, but also to win the primary that, ever since 1980, has been won by every Republican who went on to his party's nomination. That's critical. It shows that he is back up and running among Republicans, not just among independents that he pulls over across the aisle.
To take a longer view of the role that the South is going to play, I'm thinking now particularly about the old Southern strategy, heading through the Southern primaries, is race for either party in the long run going to be a factor, and how much so?
It's always a factor. I don't expect it to be a large factor on the Republican side. But on the Democratic side, really the only question is whether it's going to be the predominant factor. Clearly it's going to matter. It's been made to matter not only by the presence of the most viable candidate, who is an African American that we've seen in either party, but also because the Clinton campaign has made something of an issue of it after the New Hampshire primary. And as a result, when we have the debate tonight with the Congressional Black Caucus as one of the sponsors, and when the questions are asked again and again on Martin Luther King Day, how important is it that you are an African-American candidate? How important are black people to your campaign? This is going to be pushing Obama in the direction of becoming more of a racial candidate, more of a Jesse Jackson kind of candidate, and he's going to want to resist that so as to maintain his campaign of transcending race.
It looks, and we have about 30 seconds left, Ron, that with regard to race, in a large way, Bill Clinton is becoming a factor, isn't he?
Bill Clinton has sometimes been described as the first black American president because he had such a strong connection with the community. That's going to be called into some test, I think, at this point, because he has taken it upon himself to be the attacker for the Clinton campaign, to bring race into the campaign in some respects. And I think that Obama has now said he's going to actively resist that and call the former president out on exactly that issue.
As always, Ron, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Tony.
We've been speaking with NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. He spoke with us from Washington, D.C.